This week's InterVarsity podcast is a telephone interview with Wes Bartz, an InterVarsity campus staff member at Virginia Tech.
I actually found out from my fiance, who's also on staff at InterVarsity, and she called me and then came over to my house. And at that point, I knew there was a shooting in West AJ. You know, which we have a good number of InterVarsity students that live in West AJ, so. Immediately we started calling our students to make sure they were okay. And, and then we started hearing about the Norris Hall shootings. And so we turned on the television and watched it until they announced that there were 22 dead. And yeah, so that's how I found out.
Yeah.
Now, I started getting a lot of phone calls. So.
Is it Lindsay, your fiance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were there watching TV, and then you started getting phone calls from all over campus or all over the country, or
all over. Yeah, parents, students, parents, and friends of mine, and alum, because I went to Virginia Tech. I'm an alum from Tech as well, so a lot of my friends were calling.
How long have you been working on campus with InterVarsity?
This is my third year.
Okay. Last night, then, there was a meeting?
Mm-hmm.
What was the focus?
Yeah, so last night there was a meeting that involved multiple ministries, first of all. And that was sort of a time for it to come together. Everyone to share their stories, to be comforted. You know, they provided food, so which was nice. And there's the time of corporate worship that we did together, and there were rooms available for prayer and counseling. So that was a great location. You know, just for people to minister to each other and to receive counseling. After that meeting was over, then we had a meeting with our fellowship, and that was we prayed a lot during that meeting. I mean, we read scripture and just prayed all kinds of requests that we knew from, like, students who had friends who were lost and who had friends that were missing. And yeah, we prayed for a while.
Yeah.
And after that was done, we continued to talk with each other, and we were just present with each other. I mean, there was a good, like, 5 minutes where we just sort of sat together silently just to be together and mourn.
So I guess that's one of the values of your being on campus, just a ministry of presence.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we, I mean, as soon as we could go on campus, Lindsay and I just went to all the dining halls and, you know, just, we just wanted to love on our students, you know, like give them a hug, like hear how they were doing, pray with them. So we walked around campus all day yesterday, just running into people and comforting people.
Yeah. This corporate worship last night, where was that held, and about how many people were there?
That was held at the Baptist Campus Ministries building. They have a good facility right off campus. And so, yeah, I don't know how many people were there. It was a lot.
It was crowded.
It's probably about 200 to 300, maybe.
It was crowded then.
Yeah, it was crowded.
And
fortunately, it was a big building, and there are different places to go.
Yeah. So. And you met late into the night. How late were you meeting with students last night?
Well, I met with them until about 11:30.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were tired.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's quite a day.
So, and at that point, that's when I started responding to the press, you know. And
so you've had some press interviews already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, most of them came like right after, you know, I started getting phone calls, and yeah. I was in shock. It was hard. That was hard to do. I mean, I was in shock personally, just because this is my campus.
Yeah.
This is where I went. These are my students, you know, and I never had to respond like that. But, you know, it's been good that something I've been reminding students that we've been reminding ourselves is that God is with us. You know, it's good that we know a God who knows suffering in Jesus Christ. You know, we're trying to prepare, you know, for all the questions, you know, especially the spiritual questions about, you know, where's God in this? And, you know, it's like, well, like we know a God who suffers. We know Christ. And like he knows how we're feeling. And so, yeah, another thing that I've been thinking about was, you know, in tragedies like this, people ask, where is God? But I feel like they take their eyes from the situation too quickly because, you know, right now God is definitely at work here, comforting us and, you know, comforting those who mourn, just like Jesus said. And there's a lot of service and a lot of love going on in this campus right now. And so that's where God is now.
Yeah. We've had, we have some requests for some specific prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've had people praying for you and Lindsay and Robert already.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some other prayer requests that we could pass along?
Yes. Here's how the students in our fellowship were affected. There's a freshman in our fellowship who had a roommate that was missing. And, you know, we hadn't heard from her, but I found out this morning that she was, in fact, one of the students that was killed.
Mm.
So you can pray for her.
Yeah.
She was really close to her roommate. Like, Lindsay and I spent the day with her just walking around, trying to get information, trying to find out where her roommate may be. But yeah, we found out this morning that she was one of the students that was killed. One of our students overslept his class. One of the classes that received fire, and his professor was killed in front of his class. And four of his classmates were injured. He was shaken up. But I got to talk with him yesterday and pray with him. One of the guys, a senior in our fellowship, was in another class, and he was part of a group of students that set up a barricade. The shooter fired shots at the door, but he didn't make it into that classroom. I talked with him last night around 3 a.m. to see how he was doing, and I think he's still in shock. He's able to talk about it, but I told him, let me know if he needs to talk so we can pray for him.
Okay.
One girl in our fellowship, she is an RA at West Amlo Johnson Hall. That's the residence hall where two people were murdered. One of the people was a resident advisor that served with her, and so she was a good friend to him, and she was having a hard time last night. So,
okay.
Lindsay got to spend a lot of time with her and pray with her and mourn with her. So, those are the biggest requests as far as people involved from our fellowship.
But there are a lot of other people who are basically in very similar situations
mm-hmm.
that don't have the hope of Jesus Christ to help them get through it, too.
Yeah, that's true. We've been talking about that. Our classes are canceled for the rest of the week here at Virginia Tech. So I'm just trying to see if I can I can round up a group of students who feel like they're able to minister. And over the next couple of days, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of people who are going to stick around the rest of the week, but, you know, we want to go around and offer our ear and our comfort to anyone who's still left on campus.
Yeah. So the students have a choice of whether to stay on campus or go home.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them have left already. A lot of them left right after it happened. And so I imagine that most of them will leave today after the memorial service at 2 o'clock.
I think I read that you're planning a service on Wednesday. Is that
right? Yeah, this is another one that's sort of a joint service with other ministries.
Okay.
Just know
that we're praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll let you go.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Wes.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.